Beth and I think that no one should have reacted this way about the Build-A-Bear people running out of bears.
This is crazy. This is a crazy event.
You better call somebody real fast, because we're about to have a problem out here.
Because there's people that have been out here for 7 hours, and they want to get in for their babies.
Nothing like a family outing at Build-A-Bear, and then you cursing out the person that's there. We say, hey, listen, with any situation where it's like, you know, first come, first serve, crazy promotion,
yeah,
like pay your age, that's the amount you owe for a bear, and it's up to $29, that, hey, listen, they're going to run out. People are going to go there. It was your choice to go stand in line.
There's going
to
be a crowd, just like when they do free food promotions. There's always tons of people. You got to know that when you go there.
All right, Jason doesn't necessarily agree with us, right?
I mean, I kind of understand. I mean, these parents are taking their kids and they're waiting in line for 6 hours. Imagine waiting in line with three kids for 6 hours, and you have to tell them, oh, wait, I can't get you a bear.
But you have to know as a full-blown adult that there's a good chance you might not get this. Like, this might not happen.
Explain that to a 4, 5, 6, 7-year-old.
Well, so don't bring them. You
yeah,
can't.
Don't put them in that
if
situation.
You're going to put them on an emotional roller coaster, as some people were describing it, then you got to know. Like, there's a good possibility that you might not get a bear.
There comes a time where you actually have to communicate with your kid and say,
yes,
nothing's guaranteed in life.
Well,
I'm
you know
sorry.
What? There's people posting on Build-A-Bear taking pictures of their happy children saying, she's 4. We left them all without a bear. It's how you teach your kids how to handle themselves, and it won't be the end of the world.
Right.
I mean, I understand both sides. I can pay the extra money for her to get a real bear. But
right.
There you go.
Another day.
You're going to get a real bear for your kid?
Sorry, not a real bear.
I know, man. I'm just messing with you. All right, bro. Have a great day. Selena, what do you think?
Yeah, this is just as bad as the Tickle Me Elmos when they released them.
Yeah, I remember that. That was crazy. They had the Elmos out and people were going nuts over that.
Fighting people in the stores. Like, come on.
Elmo is happy. Why are you making this a bad thing?
Like, just take your kids to the park, get ice cream, enjoy the day, be happy about life. Like, go to Build-A-Bear another day. It's going to be okay.
That's the other thing, too, is you know your kid will forget about the Build-A-Bear if you went and got ice cream or something like that.
Right.
You know what? Let's do something else.
Yeah.
Make it an adventure.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
It's insane the things that people get upset about nowadays. Be happy that you're healthy, you have life, that you're on this planet.
Yes. Remember, Walmart has pre-stuffed bears, is what they're calling it.
I know.
That's awesome.